Your Mummy Seduces You, a Bedtime Story, read by Goddess Kate Alexis. So, you want Mummy to read you a bedtime story? You're a bit old for that these days, you silly boy. I know I suggested you sleep here while your house is being decorated, but I didn't realize I'd have to look after you as well. You're all grown up now. You shouldn't need Mummy to tuck you in at night anymore. Oh, all right then. What kind of story would you like me to read to you? I don't really have any suitable books here. Well, maybe I can improvise. You used to like adventure stories. You know, the ones where the hero saved the poor damsel in distress, didn't you? Of course, they always got married in the end. But the stories left out what happened on their wedding night. Well, I think you're old enough to hear a story right to the end this time, not leaving out any details at all. Yes, I suppose it is chilly in this bedroom, isn't it? You don't mind me getting into bed with you? That's okay. I don't mind if you're naked. I won't touch unless you want me to. I mean, just to snuggle up and keep warm together. Now promise me you won't have any naughty thoughts about Mummy. Okay, then I'll get into bed. There, is that better? I can whisper the story into your ear now. That'll be nice and soothing for my baby. You'll be asleep in no time. Unless the story is too exciting, of course. I have to say, I do miss kicking my shoes off and cuddling up to you on the couch. You used to like that. Oops, sorry. I couldn't help wrapping my smooth bare legs around you then. It's just more comfortable that way. Oh, you like it? Oh, that's sweet of you, baby. Now, where were we? Oh yes, the story. Yes, of course you can be the hero. You've always been Mummy's hero. I'm so proud to see how you've grown into a big, strong, handsome man. But to me, you'll always be my little boy. Anyway, if you're going to be the hero in this story, then you have to let your Mummy be the damsel in distress. Okay? Good. Then, if you're lying comfortably, I'll begin. It's a warm, sunny day, and our hero, that's you, has gone down to the beach with his Mummy. She thought it was a nice day for a little sunbathing. You'd forgotten to bring the blanket, so Mummy is a bit cross with you. Still, the sand is soft and warm to lie down on, so Mummy doesn't mind too much after all. Your Mummy takes off her shoes, pulls down her cut-off denim shorts, and lifts her little white top over her head. She's wearing black bikini underneath, showing off her shapely, mature figure. You proudly admire your Mummy's body as she unties her long black hair. No wonder all your friends think she's such a MILF. And as for you, you're undressed down to a pair of tight shorts. You struggle to keep your horniness under control in case an erection gives you away. What do you mean this story's making you uncomfortable? Don't lie to your Mummy. I can see you're enjoying it. There's something poking up under the bed sheets. It wasn't there a little while ago, was it, my darling? Oh, you're blushing. Don't be embarrassed. It's perfectly natural. You don't want to tell a different story, do you? No, I thought not. Then let your Mummy continue. Opening her bag, Mummy pulls out a bottle of suntan lotion. Can you be a sweetie and help Mummy with the lotion, please? She says. Finding a smooth, flat rock nearby, your mummy lays down on her front and you pour some of the lotion onto your hands. At first, you're a bit embarrassed, only gently rubbing the lotion into her skin. Mummy makes some soft moans of pleasure. And this encourages you to massage the creamy liquid all over her body much harder. Down Mummy's naked thighs, her calves, and into the soles of her feet. You work your way back up Mummy's legs again, paying special attention to her curvaceous thighs, kneading the slightly tanned skin with your fingers. And then you spread the oil firmly into Mummy's soft, round ass. Lifting up the bikini bottoms, you massage every inch, taking your time, enjoying your mummy's gasps of pleasure and the feel of her body. Ah! Oh. Ooh! Are you stroking your penis, my darling? That's very naughty when your mummy's lying right next to you. No, don't stop. If it means you're happy, then that makes mummy happy too. If your wrist gets tired, mummy can help you. Just ask. Now, back to the story, okay? You slide your slippery hands up her back, rubbing the cream into her shoulders and neck. Your mummy suddenly turns herself around and gestures for you to carry on spreading the lotion across her front. By this point, you have a throbbing erection. And you wonder how your mummy hasn't noticed. In fact, Mummy has noticed, but she's closed her eyes to spare you any embarrassment. This time you work from the top, applying the cream to her shoulders and arms, then hesitating awkwardly over her chest. Mummy's breasts are almost bursting out of her bikini top, heaving slowly as she breathes deeply. You carefully rub the oil around them, not daring to touch them. Sliding your hands down the front of her legs, her knees, and the tops of her feet, spreading that lotion thoroughly, while your mummy sighs and slightly bites her bottom lip. That's so nice. As you finish, you remember all the times you've been filled with desire for your sexy mummy. All those summer afternoons when she curled up barefoot on the sofa, wearing those tiny shorts. Or when Mummy was sunbathing in the garden, just under your bedroom window. Now, at last, you're alone with her on this deserted sandy beach. You're both half naked, and your hands have been all over her yielding body. But you can never tell if Mummy's feeling the same thing. It's enough to drive you mad, poor thing. Sitting up on the rock and stretching, your mummy smiles at you and then gets up. I think I'll go for a little stroll before sunbathing. Are you coming along? She says. No one else is around. It's just you and her. You follow a few steps behind, enjoying the movement of your mummy's toned legs and ass as she walks across the perfect golden sand. What a naughty boy you are. But Mummy also has a very naughty idea. Wait, if you go too fast, you'll come. Slow down. I haven't finished the story yet. Mummy wants you to come, but not yet. Don't be ashamed. It'll feel so nice. But I don't want you to rush, my darling. When we get towards the end of the story, I'll help if you need it. I know, it's very naughty of you to get so excited in bed with Mummy, but I don't mind. Okay, I'll carry on with the story then. Well, you're following your Mummy across the beach, and she has a very wicked idea to ensnare you. Mummy knows all about your desire for her, but it's such a difficult thing to admit, isn't it, baby? So, your mummy has a plan to help you. It'll all seem so natural and fun, and before you know it, you'll be in Mummy's arms, panting hard as she caresses and teases your cock. Your mummy walks closer to a shallow pool of water. The sand is softer there, and you notice her feet sinking. She stops and turns around with a mischievous smile. Oh no, your mummy's walked into quicksand, she says in an alluring voice. You look down at her feet buried in the sand and laugh. Your mummy starts weakly pulling at her smooth bare legs, pretending to be stuck. Her lips are pouting seductively and she winks at you. Baby, help me. Help me. Mummy's sinking. It's quicksand, she moans. Meanwhile, your mummy actually sinks into the soft sand to her calves, and you move forward to help her out. But she suddenly gestures for you to stop with a coy smile. And then she slowly, deliberately, pulls off her bikini top, letting her full, large breasts emerge, jiggling heavily with her movements. Use this to pull mummy out, she says, dangling the bikini in her hand. By now, your erection is hopelessly obvious, bulging in your shorts and throbbing hard. Barely able to tear your eyes from your mummy's heaving tits, you grab the bikini top and pull gently. Breathless with arousal, you play along and rescue your mummy from the quicksand. Oh, my hero! Oh, you saved your mummy, she says, stepping lightly towards you across the wet sand. As she approaches, she pulls you in close, wrapping her arms around you, and naked tits rubbing against your chest. One of her legs and a sandy foot tightly wrap around your leg, thrusting herself into you. Take off your shorts, Mummy says in a gently commanding voice. Stunned by the unexpected request, you freeze for a moment, and then your mummy tugs at your shorts and pulls them down for you. You kick them off hurriedly, and Mummy slowly lowers herself to her knees in the sand. Her hands surround your cock and balls, gently caressing them. Mummy needs to thank you for saving her from the quicksand, she purrs. Your cock is thrusting forward now almost by itself, rock hard and fully engorged. Slowly, Mummy's smooth mouth draws closer to your straining cock, and then her lips wrap around the head. Her tongue delicately licks and curls up around it, wet and soft. And then Mummy firmly pulls the full length of your cock into her mouth, sucking greedily. You bury both your hands into her long, thick hair, hold her head, and pull it back and forth. Mummy grasps the base of your cock with one hand, pushing it back while she works its length with her lips and tongue, her other hand toying with your balls. Mummy's lips have your cock in a tight grip, sucking it in and then releasing it in a quick rhythm, working you hard. She squeezes and massages your balls as if trying to milk the cum out of you. You start to feel an urgent need to cum, violently thrusting your groin into Mummy's mouth as her head moves forward each time. You can't believe this is happening, but you're lost in sexual ecstasy and can't think straight. Your mummy is desperately sucking your cock, eager to satisfy you and feel your cum shooting into her mouth. You know it's wrong, but you secretly desired this for so many years. How could you resist your mummy seducing you into a blowjob like this? Suddenly you can't hold back any longer. An orgasm explodes and you cum hard into mummy's mouth while she continues to suck, swallowing it all down, drop by drop. After three hard spurts of your cum, Mummy draws back and releases your cock, licking her lips and panting with the exertion of the blowjob. The sight of Mummy's exhausted face makes you come again, a shot of cum hitting her in the face while another squirts into the wet sand by her kneeling legs. Now Mummy pulls you down next to her on the sand. You both lie down. Now Mummy holding you in her arms where you both recover. It's not every day that you rescue Mummy from quicksand and then get given a blowjob as a reward. It's certainly been an unforgettable day at the beach. Ah, the bedsheets are all wet. Good boy. You finally come. Mummy's so glad that you enjoyed your bedtime story. Doesn't that feel better? All that tension and desire has melted away, and you can go to sleep now. Don't worry. Mummy will stay in bed with you until you go to sleep. If you wake up, I'll be here if you need anything at all. Now that I know your feelings towards Mummy, you can ask me for anything. Tomorrow night we'll have another little story. If you're still feeling naughty, that is. Good night, my good boy.